The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with caller on Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Friday, 7 after 7 here. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning there, Bob Martin.
Good morning, Carl.
Everybody's off today except Bob. How can you do that? Okay. Hey, good morning, everybody. A lot of things happening this weekend, a lot of things going on. Let's start with some weather here. 51 degrees out there. And the has that been updated up over there?
No, we have.
Okay, it's 51 degrees out there, and today the high is going to be near 81. Wow, mostly sunny with high near 81. And tonight the temperature will drop to be 55 on Saturday. Partly sunny with a high near 79. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 75. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 56. Monday, mostly sunny. And it looks like it's going to be, you know, we'll get a slight chance of rain starting next Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, saying a chance of showers. Hey, weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business who gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. We really appreciate what they do. A lot of things going on here. Let me see. Let's start with the One Safe Place Sierra Center Grand Opening. One Safe Place Sierra Center Grand Opening, Monday, November the 2nd, 2015, of course, 5:30 p.m. at 2250 Benton Drive. The Shaskade Community Services Corporation is looking for volunteers from the community for their annual holiday gift wrapping booth in the Mount Shasta Mall. It's a nonprofit organization that provides services to the developmentally disabled adults in our community and the surrounding communities as well. And the gift wrapping booth at Mount Shasta Mall has been the biggest fundraiser for their customers for years. It's going to be open starting Friday, November 27th through December 24th. We need volunteers to assist with wrapping gifts. To volunteer, please call Jenny at 243-1651 or come by their office at 900 Twin View Boulevard. So, you know, if you've been down to the Mount Shasta Mall, you see they've got that great wrapping booth there. And for all you guys that are wrapping challenged, not me. Of course, everything I wrap looks the same anyway. And you can do that. We've got a bunch of other announcements we're going to be making during the day. But good morning, everybody. It's Friday. We've got Sunday coming up, Saturday coming up. But best of all, we have Sheldon Spencer with, Spencer with your pet of the week.
Good morning.
Well, good morning.
The right color shirt today.
Yeah, I did. I'm just lucky I got a shirt on this morning. It's been a quick morning here. Yeah.
So this morning I brought with me little Miss Ella here, who's just a little purr box. She is a 6-month-old Siamese and calico mix. If you look, she's got the bright blue Siamese eyes, the white collar all over her body, except for on her little head and her front paws. She has that calico coloring. Really unique cat. If you look, it almost looks like she has a line that goes straight down the middle of her face.
It does.
That, like, splits it in two. It's really unique looking. Ella came into our shelter as a stray a little over 2 months ago. She's quickly become a staff favorite. She is right now our COO's favorite animal that we have at our shelter. And I mean,
did she have like a little Christmas hat on when she came in? Did I see something? Well, maybe it was just her markings. I just thought, looked, I kind of saw it out of the corner of my eye. I thought she had something on, but she is really beautiful.
She is. She's real unique coloring. If you're looking for a unique love bug cat, this is the cat for you. She's litter box trained. She loves other cats. She's good with dogs. She's just a great cat all around. I mean, most cats, when we bring them around to the studios and stuff, they get pretty spooked out. You know, it's all new for them, and she's handling it well. I'm sure if I put her up to the mic, all the listeners could hear her purring.
Well, why don't you try it? See if you can do it. See if she, of course, she won't do it now.
Can you hear it?
Oh, yeah.
She's just going to town. She's having a blast this
You know
morning.
What? The, you know what? Everybody needs to hold a purring cat. You know what? You know, kind of calms everybody here. So, just kind of put her. I'll just lay her around my neck like a little you know neck muff or something like this, and let her purr all day. Okay, she is. She's absolutely beautiful. Now, how can somebody get that kitty?
So you could stop by our shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653. Right now, she's on sale, too. She's only $50. Next week, I do want to throw out there, next Thursday, the 29th, we will be offering $20 cat adoptions.
Next week?
Next week. So next Thursday.
All next week?
Just Thursday, the 29th. It's a one-day event to where every cat at our shelter will be reduced down to
$20. $20. You know, I thought that maybe on Friday, you'd even have a better deal on black cats.
You know, we're only running our $20 special on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing black cat adoptions as normal.
Because of
Halloween time.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be as normal. Obviously, if you walk into our shelter and you're looking pretty sketchy and you're wearing a shirt that says, I hate cats, we're probably not going to talk you out of black cat.
Yeah, probably talk you out of black cat. Okay. Okay, I forget that there's people out there that are actually crazy.
There is, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. Okay, so one more time, give us the phone number.
241-1653.
Okay, and next Thursday, you can... What if somebody comes in today and says, hey, I really want this cat, but I want the Thursday price?
Well, we're running a special now, too. They're already all discounted. All the cats right now are down to $50. So.
Okay.
So it's still a heck of a deal.
It's still a great deal, but next Thursday and Thursday only...
$20
cat special. You can come in for one and take three.
Absolutely.
There you go. All right, that's really a cute cat.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. All right, thanks a lot, Spencer. Okay, a lot of things happening today. Gosh, we've got Kyle DeForest coming in, talking of some, you know, latest things that are happening around town. Also, Jeb Allen is coming in at 8 o'clock, who has Palomar Builders, which is one of the major construction firms around here. We're kind of playing phone tag, Jeb and I have, for the last 4 or 5 months to get him on. So now he's in town. So come in and talk about the business climate, talk about construction, talk about what he thinks, because he's got a very successful business, and it has to do with construction. I want to talk to him about how he's built this and how he's achieved what he has here. You know, he's a lot like a lot of the other people in this town that are self-made men. The Muses, you know, Frank Muse, Kathy Muse, and then not related, Boyce Muse and Joan, and then, you know, the Tullis family. There's a lot of people here that really have made themselves and starting from, you know, from very little and been successes. It's really good to hear how they did it, where they came from, how they did this. Because, I mean, I know him personally, that this wasn't easy. And Boyce has been on the show before, Boyce Muse. I mean, there is every reason in the world for him to end up dead at this point in his life. But he's not. He's very successful and, does so much for our community. And then you see the other people starting when they're 16, driving, 17, pushing things out and going out and ending up with truck companies and things like this. It's just really, to me, it's inspiring. And when I see things that not happening because, oh, it's too hard or something, then I look at these other people and realize that it's not too hard. Maybe things were different back then in some ways, but it wasn't too hard because if it was too hard, they wouldn't have achieved it. Anyway, hey, look, it's 7:15 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break here. But before we do, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has been in the business over 70 years. They've been in the top 100 hospitals in the nation for 3 years in a row, and their cardiac unit is in the top 50 hospitals in the nation, right here in Shasta Regional Medical Center. Why? Because they treat people well. Not only do they treat people well, they hire veterans. They go out and they look for veterans to hire. I mean, how many other companies out here do that besides very few of them? You see Shasta Gas Propane does that too, but Shasta Regional does it. They go out and say, hey, we want to hire veterans. Another reason that Shasta Regional Medical Center is head and shoulders above anything else. All right, we'll be right back after these messages, 7:16 in the morning, here on the 23rd of October.
NorCal Limo, the ultimate in luxury limousines.
This is Jamie with NorCal Limousine. Here at NorCal Limo, we specialize in group transportation, birthday parties, proms, weddings, Manton wine tours, ladies' night out, guys' night out, Christmas light tours, concerts, and we service all the major airports. Don't worry about parking fees and wasted gas money. NorCal Limo will pick you up and take you anywhere in the North State area. Packages start at $150. Enjoy the finest in expertise and precision with the newest limo in town. Check out our website at www.norcallimo.com or give us a call at 276-8851.
Licensed and insured, TCP 31143.
Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group. And the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show!
From the moment you walk into Walgate Sports Club, you realize this is more than just a gym. You immediately notice the white glove cleanliness and the friendly, caring staff whose words and actions speak to the pride they have in making Walgate Sports Club Reading's premier lifestyle center. Walgate Sports Club promises an upscale experience with high-end amenities and programs including a complete state-of-the-art workout facility, educated and credentialed personal trainers and lifestyle nutrition coaches who work one-on-one with you to help you achieve your health and fitness goals. Walgate Sports Club features Reading's exclusive indoor saltwater pool, the Mind and Body Studio featuring Pilates and yoga, as well as the group exercise studio featuring Zumba, cycling, and more. Combine that with our complimentary lifestyle education workshops and member social events, and you'll see why at Walgate Sports Club you'll experience exceptional every day. Get out of the gym and into the club. Walgate Sports Club, 1740 Eureka Way in Reading. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Walgate Sports Club, first-class fitness you have to see to believe.
You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on sabbatical today. 7:19 in the morning, 52 degrees out there going up to 81. Is this great weather or what? Hey, the U.S. Air Force is giving a spaghetti. I shouldn't say the U.S. Air Force. It's not them. The group that are supporting the U.S. Air Force Memorial that will be placed up at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igaw are having a spaghetti dinner fundraiser this Saturday, tomorrow, from 5 to 9 p.m. in the Veterans Hall in Yuba Street. cost is $15 for adults, $5 for children, 7 and under. And the it's sponsored by Classy Cafe, Millie and Kathy, down at 2427 Athens Avenue in Reading. Entertainment, silent auctions, and raffles. You need not be present to win. Now, look, here's what I have. I have two tickets to the Spaghetti Dinner Fundraiser, right, tomorrow night from 5 to 9. You don't have to spend the whole time there, but you're going to have a great time. And for two people, just give us a call at 605-4567. If you want to have free tickets, this is a $30 value. And you're heading down there anyway, hey, look, I can get you some free tickets. The only thing you have to do is come pick them up by tomorrow afternoon. And we have people here today and tomorrow morning. So if you'd like to go, give them a call, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction with Ted Leidy. Ted Leidy's teaching an advanced pistol class this weekend on Sunday. I think there's one spot left, and if you would like to take that class, it's after you've had your concealed carry permit, and this is the one that where you are trained in presenting the weapon, moving to cover, shooting from different positions, and then putting in scenarios where it tests your ability to think, shoot, move, and communicate. It's done in one day. Trust me, you're not going to be, you know, needing people to carry you back to your car afterwards. It's good, solid marksmanship training and practice. Give them a call at 999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com. All right. Now, I found it really interesting that somehow I've managed to avoid watching the hearings. It wasn't easy. I watched the 49ers get pummeled by the Seahawks. I don't know, Bob, what was the final score in that game?
I believe it was 20-3.
Yeah, 20-3. That, you know, they had Kaepernick. You know, how much did they pay him now? How much a year? He signed like a $50 million contract, didn't he? It was something like, it was some $56 million, and he can't hit a receiver. And they're playing Seattle, who is 2-4 too. I guess they're 3-4 now, and the 49ers are 2-5. Or I mean, I don't even know what games. I don't even know how many games it is. But they're, you know what, they're getting it handed to them. And you know, they were talking about it yesterday. They showed the for the Seahawks, they showed the offensive line that they had last year. That actually, I mean, these guys were horses, and so this year, out of that five, there's only two back because the other ones have been, you know, you get to a salary cap, and other people wanted their talent, so they're now playing for other teams, including the New York Jets. But it's just the 49ers have come apart. You know, last week you thought, well, they might be coming back a little bit, but they're not. And I bet there was 1,000 seats empty last night in that stadium, at least that many. And that was at the beginning of the game. And toward the end, of course, I turned it off sometime in the fourth quarter.
I don't know. I've heard all kinds of theories about what's wrong with Colin Kaepernick, but I think he's just overthinking everything at this point because he's getting way too much advice.
Well, they changed the head coach. They changed all the quarterback coaches and all that. So, you know, and Boomer sighs and said they're ruining this guy. They're going to completely ruin this guy's confidence if they keep it up. All right. But I did do Clinton in the investigation in Benghazi. She left no, you know, that she didn't leave that soundbite like she did last time is when she screamed, "What difference does it make?" This time. She didn't do that. But she emailed her family, and this is what I found very telling. She emailed her family that night. There was an al-Qaeda-type attack on the embassy. But yet in public, she went along with this. It was a riot that was caused by the video, that it wasn't a complex attack, even though mortars were used, machine guns were used, their RPGs were used, the rocket-propelled grenades, all of these. And nothing was coming out. But, you know, the whole thing could have been it would have never happened, first of all, if the security requested by the ambassador had been listened to. He requested it on several occasions, and Clinton says, "I never knew about that." It went up through the security chain, and in every case, it was denied. Yet, I can't help but believe that somewhere along there, the ambassador would have said something to her. "Hey, I need security out here, and your guys are saying no. It's, you know what, this is not a good place to be. There are a lot of crocodiles swimming in this pool." I mean, it was. Then you have to look at what caused the whole thing was this you know, Arab Spring, that with her and Obama pushing this, that caused all the unrest we have in the Middle East right now. I mean, it was bad enough that Bush went in there and took down Iraq, and then, but at least at the end, it was settled. And it was quiet until, of course, Obama and his wisdom pulled out all the troops. And it took, 2 years for ISIS to come back? That JV team, that junior varsity team. Oh, just because they wear Kobe Bryant's T-shirt doesn't mean they can play like Kobe Bryant. You're right. They play, they're playing like Michael Jordan, if you want to do comparisons there, Mr. President. And our Secretary of State was one of the ones that was in there with them, just pushing for this stuff. So you have Libya that is nothing but I mean, what do you think of that now? I mean, doesn't it make you want to throw up in your mouth that you've got Libya there and it's being run by warring factions? And back then, the ambassador that we put out there, we're taking away his security, and we're letting him be guarded by, you know, Libyan security forces that ran as soon as the first shots were fired. There's reasons that you put security around ambassadors. There's no reason a man should have been killed. So if they just listen to about, hey, this is a very tumultuous situation. I need more security here. And I'm going to get into the 13 hours. And by the way, we are going to have one of the authors in that book when he comes into town, and he'll be coming into town here in November. I believe it's November 16th. We'll try and get him on the show, but if nothing else, we can talk to him about what happened during that 13 hours that they went to the embassy, fought their way to the embassy, and rescued people and got back to their own place, and then were attacked. You know, then the attack shifted to them. Okay, if the security had been done. Well, and what happened to, you know, where was the answer about where was the military? That somewhere in there, you know, the military should have been doing something too. If the administration had said, if they just said, you know what, this was a horrible event. This was something that you know, was completely, you know, outside of purview. We saw nothing like this was going to happen, but yet did. And, it, you know, okay, they're going to take some rocks and some sticks and they're going to get beat up on it, but it would have been over. Just said is that, and they said, well, could this have been, well, partially could have been caused by this video. But there was, you know, there was planning going on. We didn't catch it. Yes, we should have, you know, we should have done better. It would have been over. It would have been over right now. You could have pointed at it, but it would have been over. Or Clinton had used, and then now it's gone into the servers. If she had just used government servers, just like most everybody else does. And they said, well, you know, Clinton Powell had a personal server. He used it for personal stuff. His other stuff was on a government server, and that's all she needed to do. And if she had just said, okay, gosh, you know what? Gee, I don't know why I used my own servers. That was in my bathroom, you know, run by a couple guys in New Jersey. No, I'm not sure why I did that, but they were being guarded by the, you know, Secret Service. You know what? This is the Secret Service that, you know, they've had to replace the head of the Secret Service twice, and he's found two more of them sleeping on duty. Maybe those were the ones that were watching your server when the Russian kids came in and hacked into it. The whole thing is this. It's things that this woman should have done that would have been. She's been in the center of turmoil, since she was first lady. And you get to this spot in her career where all this stuff is going on, and it, you know, and she's just saying it wasn't my fault. That wasn't my fault. Oh my gosh, the security guy should have done that. No, I didn't know about that. Those servers. What's wrong with putting the servers? You know, using my own stuff, putting all my stuff on the servers, and what's wrong with that? I didn't know it was classified. That was classified. I mean, at some point, when is she going to, you know, stand up and just say, you know what, I just didn't want to do it. I'd rather do it. I wanted to protect my mail from people like you. And so, and you know what? And so what if I destroyed 30,000 email messages? So what? What are you going to do about it? Because that's essentially what she said. What are you going to do about it? And as of now, the answer is nothing. General Petraeus got in more trouble, much more trouble for doing a lot less. He had notes of his own that he let somebody see. Because of that, oh, you handled security, you handled top secret messages wrong, and we're going to get you. And they did. And you see it all through the service. If somebody's mishandling secret classified material, guess what? They get hammered. We had a young captain in our unit that got hammered, had to resign his commission. And he had a he had a regular commission, had to resign his commission because he left some stuff adrift inside a locked room in a guarded area. But because it was, even though that we had somebody there 24 hours a day, it was not considered a area to put secure material. And even though it was locked up, he's the only one with, and he and one other person had a key, and we had a duty there all night long. He had to resign his commission, that or a court martial. So, and nothing was compromised. Nothing was compromised. In this case, we know it was compromised. Yet she's still walking away from it so far. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, a veteran-owned business. Can I say more than that except at Espresso Joe's, veterans get discounts there for the best coffee, chocolate, hot chocolate, lattes, pumpkin spice stuff. I mean, it's going to be pretty soon you're going to get all that cinnamon coffee and all that. Then walk next door to that finest tobacco emporium in the Northern California region. That's right, with a walk-in humidor, as Fabio said yesterday. Oh, it just knocks your socks off. That's right, all at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people there. Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages.
I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on sabbatical today. 52 degrees out there, going up to a high of 81. Thank you for the weather report, Shasta Gas Propane. It is 26 minutes until 8 o'clock, 605-4567 is our phone number. If you want to call in with something that's kind of like nudging you today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Red Town Market on Saturday, November 28th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. There is going to be a giant sale there with vendors from all over Northern California going to be in there to sell stuff for Christmas. That's November the 28th, Red Town Market. You'll hear a lot more about that in the future. I'm sitting here with Gary Moore, who is, let me just kind of go through his stuff.
Hi.
Hello, Gary. Gary primarily is the public affairs guy out at the Veterans Home right here in Reading.
That's right. And as a matter of fact, today we are celebrating the 2 years of our grand opening. We're having a big little get-together out there.
My goodness, has it been 2 years?
2 years already.
I just, you know, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, it's been 2 years?
It went by fast, didn't it?
Because it just seemed like it was last year it was opened.
Yeah, Founders Day is what we call it.
Wow.
And we're having a
nice... we were out there for the grand opening.
I know, it was wonderful.
Was that 2 years ago?
2 years. Goes by fast.
Wow.
Hey, Carl, we're 11 hours and 55 minutes away from kickoff tonight.
That's right. Okay, now, my second part is Gary's also one of our football announcers here.
Yeah, and I'm having the best time I've had in radio in a long time doing this football. Tonight, Foothill goes to Shasta. That's the game we're covering. Shasta has one loss. They lost to PV a few weeks ago. PV and Chico are both undefeated, and they play tonight, so... somebody's going to stay undefeated. Somebody's going to be tied for second with Shasta if Shasta wins tonight.
Okay.
So, I mean, playoff picture starting to develop a little bit. Foothill had a rough go against PV last week. I think they lost 56-21.
And so who's PV playing? Oh, Chico.
They're playing
now,
Chico.
Okay,
yeah.
So, does Chico play us? We don't play Chico, do we?
Yes, we are in the same division.
Okay.
Foothill, Enterprise, Shasta are all in the right. same league as PV and Chico.
Okay. All
right. And Red Bluff's in there, too, and Paradise is in there, too. But playoff picture is starting to develop right now.
Well, Shasta play, if Shasta keeps winning, will they play PV again?
It's quite possible.
Okay.
I think so. I think that is
Well, as you remember, what, 2 years ago, we went to state.
That's right.
And it was Enterprise.
That's
and
right.
And our announcer went down there, too. So he could announce the game.
It's such a good time. I was talking to a friend of mine who has done a lot of this, who used to be the our analyst for the San Jose Sharks. And we were talking about scene setting and stuff like that because you can't see on the radio, so you have to paint this picture. What, you know, colors the teams are wearing, they're moving left to right, and, you know, the surroundings and stuff like that. So Ron Largent and I are looking forward to a really good football game tonight.
I think it's great. And see, the game starts at 7:30, but pregame starts at 7:05.
Yep, that's right.
7:05 right here on KCNR 1460. The other thing, too, is that on November 10th, I'm going to be at Crown Motors and celebrating the Marine Corps birthday.
That's correct.
And then the next morning, be there for Veterans Day at Crown Motors because they're honoring veterans with a big Veterans Day sale, but they're honoring veterans, too.
That's right.
And I would just really like to have a couple of your guys, if you can get them out there.
I've discussed that with a couple of residents already, and there's one for sure that I have interest in. I'd like to bring one or two of the ladies out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Of course. I mean, veterans and all that.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the veteran home doing right now? How's it look?
It's just a beautiful thing. It is. We are now up to 133 residents. The capacity is 150. Things are... they're going really well out there.
I've talked to people that were out there, and they said there are lots of staff, you know, that they're just a...
they're ramped up. They have
it was really... I mean, they really thought the place was great.
They have about 200, or we have about 240 employees now. And our residents... I told this story. I spoke to the sons in retirement over at the Elks Lodge the other morning. It was like a little over 200 of them. And I told a couple of stories, quick ones that I'll share with you. We have two ladies who live there who met... two men who live there, and there is a Harlequin romance story developing between those two couples. And as it buds and develops, we'll bring some notoriety.
It's not going to turn into a little Peyton Place out there.
No, gosh, no.
No,
well, here's a little bit about a Peyton Place. We have a gentleman who lives there on one side of the facility, And we have a lady that moved into the other side of the facility. They used to be married like 30 years ago. They don't know that the other one is in the home. How about that?
Has anybody told them?
I don't know. I've not. I mean, I would have heard if something like that took place. But
they were married 30 years ago.
It was something like that. It was a long, long time ago. But they don't know that the other one is in the home. And it's just so.
Are they ambulatory? I mean, can they get around?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait till that one day when they're walking down. We might hear sirens.
Hey, you know what?
There.
Maybe they'll re-meet and another love story will redevelop. You never know. The craziest things are happening.
Now, people that are eligible for that are veterans, of course.
Absolutely.
But they've got to meet a pretty stringent checklist. They're like no felonies or things like that.
Yeah. I mean, the first and foremost thing is they have to be a veteran, and they have to be a veteran in the state of California at the time that they apply.
Right. How about the wives of veterans?
Wives of veterans are also welcome to move in with their husband. Or wife, or vice versa, however it works, under their benefits as
but
a veteran.
A wife couldn't move in. A wife of a veteran is not eligible for it, though.
We've had a lot of questions about that. And the biggest question that we've had is, listen, my husband was a veteran, but he has passed away. Can I come in? And the answer to that is a yes and no. It is a yes if he was a POW or if he had a Medal of Honor.
Oh, okay. Well, that kind of... kind of, you know, narrows the field.
Yeah, they have a grading system that they do, and they do it on all homes in the state. Yeah. And, you know, you get certain points. If you were in World War II,
What about a husband and wife? And here we go on this what-if. But if the husband and wife comes, do we have a husband and wife there?
We have three of them.
Husband and wives are there together. What happens if the veteran passes away?
If, let's say you're the husband and you're the veteran. If you pass away, she can stay under your benefits.
Okay.
But if she goes out and meets another fella.
Okay, that's different.
And comes back, she's out.
Right, she can't bring somebody home.
Correct.
Yeah, she better not, that trollop.
That's right.
But of course, if she's still fooling around when she's 80, 85 years old, maybe all the power to her there. You know, go find another rich husband.
Good for her.
Or go find a rich husband.
That's it.
There you go. Okay.
So it's going very well out there. I mean, I can't say enough about it. I told this story just the other day, and I'll tell it again to you. I spent 31 and a half years in the radio business, and I really value what the skills and talent that I got from that business. But when I left there to be a dispatcher at Caltrans, I really enjoyed that line of work. But when this veterans thing came up and everything worked out in my favor, it was the best professional move I have ever made.
Well, I tell you what, you are perfect for out there.
Thank you. First of all,
you are really connected with the community, Gary.
True.
Asphalt Cowboy, I mean, you go to all the events like this, besides just doing football with us. You also do stock car races, and you did out at Shasta Speedway and other places, which is where you were last Friday. But the fact that you're in tune, you know the people, and you're just a likable guy.
Thanks.
And so when you get the word out, and when you ask for something, we know it's because you want it. It's not just because you just, you know, I just want to have this too. It's not like that. You say, hey, I want to get this word out. This is opening now. We can, you know, like today you said you've got room for another 30 people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, you know, I think that it's wonderful that we've got 120 because there was a while. And when we first got kicking this thing off, it was like, we thought we'd be inundated with people here, but it didn't start out like that.
You know,
that.
And it was slow going at first. And, you know, I think with 133, we have like 17 rooms left available.
Okay.
We've got plenty of applications for those 17 rooms.
It's just going through them.
It's going through them and processing them.
But if somebody put in for today, I mean, they may have a much better case than other people in this group, right? That you've already processed, or is it kind of first come, first serve?
It's a first come, first serve deal, okay. And the best thing is, if you're interested in the Veterans Home, is to at least go out there and see the place, number one, take a tour, and get an application in process. Get it going, because once we're full, there will be some wait time before rooms are available.
Yeah, unfortunately, you told me that three or four opened up here in the last month.
Two this last month. We had a really nice memorial service for them the other day. We have a little parade ground out in the back, and, you know, we set it up real nice, and we put flags up, and we do a really nice ceremony with the family, and we do flag folding ceremony and give the flag to the family.
Are you going to do anything for Marine Corps birthday out there?
We have something going on. I don't know exactly what it is. I would have to confer with Sherry Brooks, who is our supervising rec therapist. But yeah. I'll tell you right now, my wife said, I tell this story a lot. My wife says, all you guys do is party out there. And in a sense, that's really true. And what we do is we celebrate everything. We celebrate Navy birthday, Marine, Army, you know, all of them.
4th of July.
4th of July.
Christmas, Thanksgiving.
We celebrate.
Hanukkah.
Yeah. You know, St. Patrick's Day, all the standard holidays. But everything that is military related, like Pearl Harbor Day, we celebrate that too. We celebrate everything that is associated. You know, the invasion of Normandy, we celebrate that day too.
June 5th, that's right.
We do June 6th. We do it all. We're in tune with that.
Well, you know what? It sounds almost like being assigned to NATO.
Mm-hmm.
When I was with NATO, it was because there's so many countries. Everybody had a holiday. I mean, you 4 day. I mean, there was always everybody getting a Friday off for some reason.
That's right.
You know, oh, the air conditioning doesn't look like it's going to work. Let's all take the day off. And I'm like, guys. Everybody's gone.
I know. You know, and my wife calls it a party. I call it a celebration.
It's a celebration of life.
And some things, you know, Pearl Harbor certainly was not a fun day for the Americans. But you know what? It's not like we celebrate that. We acknowledge and recognize that, which is a great thing.
Well, enjoy it while you can, because Obama just vetoed the defense bill.
I heard.
And that has a direct impact on our on our boys
and
girls. Okay. Hey, Gary Moore is here with me, and he is going to be broadcasting the game tonight. It's going to be on at you can be listening all day long, but it's 7:05.
Mm-hmm.
Pregame starts, and then at 7:30 we have Shasta against
Foothill,
and it should be a good game.
It's going to be a great game.
And and you, of course, we're streaming it. And then if for some reason you can't get every part of it, it's also archived up there. So you can come back and listen to it.
Terrific. We're looking forward to it.
You bet. Gary, thanks so much.
Happy to be here. Thanks, Carl.
You bet. Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. If you're looking for estate jewelry or jewelry of any kind, Four Winds Jewelry has it. Leonard has a complete selection of everything you could possibly want. Great quality. Very, very good prices. Four Winds Jewelry, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. We'll be right back after these messages.
Sitting in the waiting room for an hour to see your doctor, frustrated by short doctor visits that seem more like a fast food experience than a meaningful encounter with your doctor, upset over copays, deductibles, and co-insurance on top of health insurance premiums? Welcome to Prestige Urgent Care. Step up to a higher level of health care. Experience short wait times and unhurried doctor visits. Gain unlimited access to comprehensive family medicine and urgent care for a low monthly fee with no copay or deductible. See the doctor when it's convenient for you. Open 7 days per week, Prestige offers walk-in visits and same-day appointments. Enjoy the undivided attention of your doctor in a clean, comfortable setting where we spend as much time as necessary to completely satisfy your medical needs. Call Prestige Urgent Care at 244-4577 or stop by our clinic at the intersection of Eureka Way and Buenaventura and see for yourself. Prestige Urgent Care, 244-4577.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Grab your little ghouls and goblins and join us for a Halloween-themed night of family fun at Spooktoberfest at Turtle Bay's McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens on October 23rd. Kids of all ages will enjoy a special Myths and Legends animal show, a no-host beer garden for adults, and a root beer garden for kids. Wear a costume for a chance to win a special prize. Plus, bring a blanket or chairs to watch Bugs Bunny's Halloween special on the outdoor screen. Tickets are just $5 per person or $25 for a family pack. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
This is Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors and their salute to the veterans. From October 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th, there will be a 10% discount for all parts and labor in their service department for our veterans with proof of service. Additionally, on November 10th and 11th, $100 from every car purchase will be donated to two local veterans organizations. Linda and I will be at Crown Motors November 10th and 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate their salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com. Crown Motors, a salute to those who have served.
Tuesday, November 10th is the 240th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Please join the Marines of Shasta County at our celebration in the Event Center at Wind River. All Marines, other military branches, and friends of the Corps are invited. There will be a formal celebration and dinner. Our honored speaker is Major General O.K. Steele on Tales of the Old Corps. For reservations and further information, call Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. See you Tuesday, November 10th. Semper Fi.
For 45 years, the Reading Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReadingCivic.com or the box office to become a Reading Civic member.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 10 minutes till 8 o'clock here at KCNR Free Fire Radio 1460. 52 degrees going up to 81. It's going to be a great weekend and week. The temperatures are going to be in the 80s at night down into the 50s. And like we said, 52 degrees right now. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, but except now we've moved into our customers are warm friends. That's right, Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that's won awards for hiring veterans. Shasta Gas Propane has, and you can reach them at 365-3793. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. Great people there. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair, another veteran-owned business. I know all of you are starting to see this cereal here, or see this, you know, there's something that has this trend of veteran-owned businesses. It does what no other windshield repair business can. It offers full guarantees from chips to cracks over 24 inches in length. Now, as it gets colder, you get a little water in that crack or that little chip on your windshield, it could cause it to fracture. So Jeff Wurst can assist you. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street in Reading. Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I have two tickets to the Spaghetti Dinner fundraiser in support of the U.S. Air Force Memorial, and it's going to be tomorrow night. It's at from 5 to 9 p.m. These tickets are $15 a piece, and I'm going to give away two of them right now, 605-4567. Not only that, there's going to be music, raffles, all types of great things there. Okay, what other things we have here before we have? Jeb Allen's going to join us at 8 o'clock. We're going to talk construction, business. How do you, he's one of the most successful builders in Northern California, and what he sees is the future around here and what he sees in the business climate. Another American killed in Iraq, first one since they pulled everybody out. They've been putting people back into Iraq. He was one of those special ops individual that was part of a team that went in and rescued approximately 70 prisoners held by ISIS. So much for the war being over. you know, this world, the war's never going to be over. Not the way we're doing things. The Obama's decision to pull out all of our troops out of Iraq caused this, by the way. He and Hillary Clinton, I mean, they were together on this. Why would you want to pull out all the troops out of Iraq? We've never done that in the past, but yet we seem to be doing it now. Again, if we had just, you know, if the whole plan was to keep people there, as we are in Afghanistan, and I applaud Obama for keeping people in Afghanistan. Everybody goes, oh, look, he's putting people in there, he's keep putting more. Yeah, you got to keep the lid on this place because it's not going to happen easily, all right? So, anyway, now here's something else that happened in a school in, of course, San Francisco. A school had a – this was a middle school, and they had an election for city for their student council. Now, it's 80% Hispanic – I'm sorry, 70% Hispanic, 20% African-American, and 10% white and other. The principal decides after the elections, they're showing them – and everybody voted – to hold back the results. Why? Because children that were Caucasians won the elections. I mean, and so she made this announcement. She says, "Well, we're going to hold these elections up because, frankly, you know, I mean, you know, they're 10% in there, and they're the ones been elected into all these positions, and we don't have enough diversity here." You don't have enough diversity here. So an election in the middle school, 7th grade, 6th and 7th grade, 8th grade, where it's being held up because the principal thought there wasn't enough diversity. Now, you can probably not even imagine the furor that started that you've had an election. And this was the kids. This was the kids were coming out, of, you know, coming unglued on it saying, "We all voted. This is who we voted for." And this one girl says, "I'm mixed race." She said, I wasn't offended by this. Anyway, the principal, you know, is now in hot water and saying, "Well, I just wanted to use this as a way of teaching that we should have more diversity." Well, you don't take an election, a free election, and because you don't like the results, say, "Oh, I'm sorry, we don't have enough people of color in this, so we're going to have to do this again until I get the right mixture." Do you understand what that actually does to kids when you start doing things like this? Do you have any idea? And so what's happened is the school board got into it, and the teacher started, you know, quickly, you know, backing up and said, "Well, maybe we should just have a few more spots on the city, on the school councils, so that we can have people more diverse, and maybe we can make each one of them. Okay, this seat is for a Hispanic individual, and this seat's for a African American, and this seat can be for an Asian." I mean, how would that make the kids feel? I mean, these kids don't understand the fact of, you know, I mean, they probably understand the fact of racism. I hope they do at this age. But that you think that they would understand this? "Oh, I'm being given this job only because I'm a African American or I'm Hispanic. I mean, put on the city, on the school, you know, school council because of that." I mean, come on. But this is where we're at. This is your education system where not enough diversity. Or wearing a T-shirt with an M16 upside down with a helmet on it to honor the fallen veterans, the fallen military, is you have to be suspended from school for wearing that. Because it could offend somebody. It could offend somebody. And the professor, and wait a minute, it's not just the middle schools. It's up to the professor at University of California, Davis, who in a graduate student class corrected the English and grammar on a page, and he was picketed. He was picketed because he corrected bad English and bad grammar and bad punctuation, did all of this. And now he was being microaggressive to people of color who came and had to sit in his class, one woman crying, "I don't know how much longer I can take this." Take what? You're a graduate student in a university and you can't put a sentence together. I'm sorry. Why are you upset with the teacher? It's not his fault. He's just correcting it. You're a graduate student in a university in California, which can tell you right there that may be part of the problem. Anyway, but the one with the principal in the middle school who just said, "I'm sorry, this is not diverse enough. This isn't right. This can't be." Well, yes, it can. The kids voted. The kids know who they're voting for. I mean, and why would you punish the white students who got elected by holding this back? Now, see, if I was a mother or father of a child in that school, I don't care what color it is, I would be up so far up that principal's nose that you wouldn't even see anything, because the bottom line on this is that we want our kids to get in there and learn how to do it. You know, like the Constitution says, you know, a free election, and then you go, and if you don't like the results, fine. Then the next time you work on that, not have ex dux machina, have somebody reach in and say it's not fair. Anyway. Okay. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have Jeb Allen on, Palomar Builders, and I can't wait to get his take on some of the businesses going here and some of the things that we could be seeing in the future right here in Northern California. This is Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's the 23rd of October. It's 52 degrees out there, going up to 81 today. It's 8 o'clock in the morning here.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Former Rhode Island Governor Lincoln Chafee is ending his campaign for the White House. Correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Chafee announced that he's leaving the Democratic race after struggling in the polls and with fundraising. He also received unfavorable reviews of his debate performance last week. Chafee's departure comes days after Vice President Biden decided not to run, and former Virginia Senator Jim Webb announced he was leaving the Democratic campaign. His move leaves three main contenders in the Democratic race: Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Martin O'Malley. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, it's being called the most powerful storm ever recorded in the Pacific or the Atlantic. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Patricia is dangerous and people need to keep an eye on it.
I'm thinking right now that tropical storm conditions are beginning to spread across those areas as we speak. So for local interests, preparations to protect life and property should be rushed to completion immediately.
Those areas of which National Hurricane Center Specialist Dave Roberts speaks would include the Pacific coast of Mexico, namely around the Puerto Vallarta and Manzanillo areas, and also the outer bands of the storm expected to almost immediately start pummeling the Lone Star State of Texas with heavy rains. The publisher of The Federalist has some qualms about Paul Ryan as the next Speaker of the House, but Ben Domenech also believes that Ryan can get Congress working again.
What matters less in the speakership position is what the ideology of the speaker is than it is what the speaker is willing to do when it comes to the process and how Congress works.
And Domenech tells the Salem Radio Network that Ryan would be a dramatic improvement of the outgoing Speaker John Boehner and Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, for that matter. Investigators in southwestern France looking into what caused a fiery collision between a truck and a bus in wine country, killing 42 people today near Bordeaux, France. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
The Select Committee on Benghazi grills former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton about the 2012 attack against a U.S. outpost in Libya that left four Americans dead.
Conservative Jim Jordan of Ohio essentially accused Hillary Clinton and the administration of concealing the truth from the American people about what happened in Benghazi.
What they can't live with is when their government's not square with them.
Mrs. Clinton fired back.
Insinuations that you are making do a grave disservice to the hard work that people in the State Department, the intelligence community, the Defense Department, the White House did.
The hearing comes against the backdrop of allegations from Democrats and even from some Republicans that the hearing itself is meant to derail Clinton's bid for the White House. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Mexican authorities say about 10 tons of marijuana have been discovered inside a tunnel built to smuggle drugs from Tijuana to San Diego. Federal police in Mexico say the tunnel is lit, ventilated, and even equipped with its own rail car system. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The healthcare worker who sharply criticized being quarantined at a New Jersey hospital last year because she had contact with Ebola patients has filed a lawsuit against Governor Chris Christie and health officials. She says the worst part was feeling isolated.
You know, that was even more scary to know that there was some secrecy behind it, you know, that the Department of Health of New Jersey didn't want anyone to see me.
That is Casey Hickox, who has now recovered from Ebola. People whose cars have been recalled to fix airbag inflators made by Takata should get the repairs done as soon as possible or face the risk of death or injury, according to U.S. safety regulators who spoke out yesterday in Washington.
Our goal is a safe airbag in every American vehicle as quickly as possible.
And that is Mark Rosekind, administrator for the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Takata has been beset by millions of auto recalls related to those flawed airbags. More of these stories from townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bob. Linda's on a sabbatical this morning. It's 6 after 8 here on the 23rd of October, Friday. 52 degrees going up to 81 today. It's going to be a beautiful weekend in the 80s. It looks like we might be getting a little bit of rain. Chance for showers next week on Tuesday or Wednesday. The rest of the time, of course, it's going to be down in the 50s at night and in the 80s during the day. It can't get much better than that. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business with discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793, 8:07 in the morning here on Friday. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years, another veteran-owned business. You see a trend here, you know, of veteran-owned businesses around here. They can take care of any make or model heating or cooling systems. Any make or model. There are people who are trained for any type of system. Martin's been running this business for well over 20 years. And if you've got weather starting to get a little bit chilly now, so maybe it's time to have that furnace looked at, have those filters cleaned. Make sure it's running efficiently. And it saves you money, of course, doing it that way. But give him a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Good morning, everybody. Hey, I'm sitting here with Jeb Allen. Jeb, good morning.
Good morning.
If you're saying Jeb Allen, yeah. Oh, yeah, Palomar.
Yeah, you know, Palomar Builders.
You are the guys that are building everything around here.
Well, you know, we've had a great opportunities, and we just catapulted into where we're at today with the great relationships we have around town.
Well, you know, around here, it's a relationships is big. I mean, this is for a town of, what do we say, 80,000 people? It's a lot smaller than 80,000 people, it seems like. You can say something in a restaurant and you hear it like 2 hours later from somebody else walking in. Yeah, you know, it goes by fast.
Yeah, you know, and maybe that's why we try to do a good job, because we're so paranoid. Everybody knows everybody, and hey, you didn't fix my house, you know. And so I make sure we do everything as best possible. But yeah, it's a small town. You can get a hold of the city people. You can get a hold of everybody if you got something to talk about that might bring some good to the city.
Well, let's, you know, for people that know you by name, let's talk a little bit about you. I mean, you just didn't, you know, spring out here as a builder and just decide, okay, let's just start this. Your life has been one of, you've been down a couple of different roads here. I mean, you started at a very young age in drag racing.
Yeah, you know, I still am the youngest person to ever be licensed in a top fuel dragster and the youngest world champion. My dad, I don't know what he was thinking. He put me in this race car when I was 17 years old. And you know, I look back and I think, boy, I wonder if he, you know, it scared the heck out of me, but I did it. You know.
Well, you did it well, because by the time you won, I think you won a national championship. Or you won your first races when you were 18 years, 2 months and 4 days or something.
Yeah, you've really done your research. I was barely old enough to get in the New Jersey pit area. They have a rule where you have to be 18, a state law, where you have to be 18 to be in the pit area. And they had advertised me as being 17. And so when I showed up, all of the police were there, and they checked my ID before they had let me in. But it was pretty cool. And that was in Englishtown, New Jersey, 1972. It was just a great year for me and my family.
You said you did well at Englishtown.
Yeah, Englishtown, we won it 5 times, and we was runner-up 3 times, and we went there 12 times. So we did very well there. It was always where I tried the hardest. It was always on my birthday, and my dad used to help me out a little bit financially with a part or two, and my car would always run good, so...
You know what? A lot of people think that just because you've got sponsors and you're doing national stuff, that, oh, these guys are rolling in bucks. But that's not necessarily true.
No, you know, I'm probably the last guy that raced against the big guys with their Learjets and their big semi trucks and trailers. Mm-hmm. I had a little trailer and barely could get from race to race, but we just kept winning and winning and winning. And I decided to become the world champion and be the best I could be, or go broke and have to quit. Well, I did both of them.
Another example of, hey, I'm the best there is. Mm-hmm. Now, will somebody loan me a dollar to get back on the bus to get home here? Yeah.
Well, literally.
Literally. Yeah. You've got a wreck that's still people at one of the drags. Were you in another car tangled? That is still, I mean, it still gets like thousands of hits every, you know, every month on YouTube.
Yeah, you know, that was a disappointing time. We had major sponsorships: Revell, English Leather, Dodge, and Pennzoil, and they'd made a model of my car, and we were really on the track to doing good. And unfortunately, my best friend at the races came over and ran into me. And my car caught on fire and slid backwards and gave me third-degree burns, and I was in the hospital for 2 months. But, you know, I wasn't supposed to get hurt with the motor behind me, and I was the first person to do that. So
You're breaking all types of new ground there, Jeb.
Yeah, you know, the only reason I wanted to drive it is because the motor was in the back and you couldn't get burnt. That was my biggest fear. But then, you know, it was a struggle. Then we had the economy, the oil crisis with gasoline, and you had to wait in line to get gas. And it was a pretty hard struggle to get back on my feet again after that. But we did it with the help of Revell and Pennzoil and Dodge and English Leather.
English Leather, is it still out there?
I mean, well, they got sold. It was the MEM company, and they got sold to Fabergé or somebody like that, and they disassembled it. But for years, it was huge.
It was, because I remember always getting some for Christmas or something like that. Somebody would give you English Leather. You know, they had great commercials. We're here with Jeb Allen, who of Palomar Builders, and we're just kind of talking about where Jeb came from, and he came, and all the success he had at an early age. And yet it was tough. It wasn't handed to him. And this is one of the things that we really like about a lot of the people we have on here. It wasn't handed to them. They started from nothing. They started with just an idea and how to make it work. And there you are. And, I mean, in the circles, you were idolized, I'm sure, by I don't know, thousands and thousands of other young men and that wanted to be a drag racer. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple of guys just right now in the chase for the world championship, and, you know, they built my first model when they were little kids, and so it was sort of, you know, rewarding to still go to the races and get notoriety from some of these guys. Drag racing was a big part. It just seems like yesterday, and gosh, I don't know. You probably know better than me. What was it, almost 40 years ago?
It was, well, yeah, you know what? Here's my problem is I'll say things like, oh, yeah, I remember it was just a couple of years ago, and I'll be talking about it, and Linda will say to me, well, when was that? And I'll go back and have to go, oh, I guess that was like 20 years ago, you know, because it just seems like life is just, you know, that we just keep moving on. And just, oh, yeah, it's just like yesterday. Anyway, hey, I'm here with Jeb Allen. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:14 in the morning here on the 23rd of October, 52 degrees out there, and we'll be right back.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we'd like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit.
For 45 years, the Reading Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been backed into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReadingCivic.com or the box office to become a Reading Civic member.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It's 8:18 in the morning, 52 degrees out there, going up to 81 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. You know, he started this business, John Bastiani and his wife started this business 6 years ago. And it's right during the middle of this recession, but they've thrived. And how? Because they pride themselves on customer service. Anybody that goes in there is treated just royally. And having the types of pistols and long guns, shotguns that people want, ammunition, shooting accessories, also anything that you could want in the optics or in the rangefinder. All of this at Bastiani Arms. Plus, they have classes at there for concealed carry, hunter safety, any of this, all that at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or stop by 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. Hey, I'm here with Jeb Allen of Palomar Builders, and we're talking about, you know, people that may know Jeb. I guess if they've talked to him for a while, they would know that he was the guy in a drag racing back when in his youth. But all that adulation and all the excitement and all that led to some other things that probably weren't as good.
Yeah, you know, back I think like 1980, 1979, and 72, it was all about the drug movement. Everybody was, you know, doing this and doing that, and we got tangled up in that, and kept doing it and doing it and doing it and staying up all the days and working all the nights and partying and everything, and it finally took a toll on me. And that's when I realized I was trying to get major sponsorships, and when you got a problem, you don't think anybody really notices. But probably the reason I couldn't continue on in drag racing was because of my drug and alcohol use, and so I didn't get the big sponsors and ended up just caring more about getting drunk, and that's where I ended up in the gutter. So,
wow! And what was the revelation that had you change? Because it's usually something. Either you've hit so bottom or somebody steps in. Was there an intervention there?
No, there was no well, a lot of people said, boy, you need help. But, I quit racing and I tried to stumble around and do some stuff. And then, fortunately, some people hired me that my dad knew, and he sort of took care of me a little bit. And then I came home one day and I said, "Where? I want to talk to my dad." And my mom says, well, he's hiding in the closet because he don't want to see you. And that's what
now, what was your age then?
I was about 30 years old.
About 30, okay.
Yeah, 32.
And your dad didn't want to see you because he didn't want to see you in the condition you were in.
Correct.
Well, that was it.
That was it.
That was the defining moment.
It took me about 2 weeks to figure that out, and I went to a alcohol recovery place run by the state, and the people there put their arms around me and took care of me for 30 days, and I stayed a little bit longer, and went to meetings three a day for a year. So I focused on that just like I did. I said if I could win drag races and be a world champion, I can figure this out. So that's what I did. And thank goodness I did it.
Well, you know, everybody should take something from this. Because you're a man that was at the epitome of his profession at that point. But it's still... it led you into another portion of your life where it was probably the lowest part of your life, and then to have the strength to fix that, because some people don't, they just can't make it out of that downward spiral. But you stopped and you've come back.
Yeah, you know, it's something that not a lot of people have success at when they try it. But if you are trying to do that, you don't give up, because it's just around the corner sometimes.
Yeah, it is. Okay, now, how'd you get into, let's get into what you're doing now. How did you get into the construction industry?
Well, what I did is I worked for, I never took a side off of Sky's the Limit. So I always, figured I could do whatever. And I went to work for some guys that were building houses, and I worked for about 4 years doing that while I was drinking, and then after I got sober too. And then I went to work for a construction management company and started running jobs and doing things of that nature for about a year. And then some girl bought a Chinese restaurant and needed a door fixed. And so my neighbor was doing the landscaping. I went over there, and that's when I met my wife. And so from that moment on, we sort of hooked up.
And so when was that?
That was in 1988, in Sebastopol, California. Then we
went over to put a door on.
Yeah.
Oh.
Never left.
Never left. Did you get the door on, though? I just want to know.
I think so.
I think the door is on there. So how long have you all been married or been together?
Well, we've been together since, like, 89. Yeah. And so we worked there. I helped her at night and still did construction for a year or so. And then I came up here to Redding to look at some things that her family owned and tried to straighten it out, and just ended up loving the place and stayed here. And then I decided to get my contractor's license, or she sort of pushed me to do that. I got my contractor's license, and we said, well, we're going to start building houses.
And that was when, and so you came up here, and Redding, what was it about Redding, and about when was this? Obviously in the 90s.
There. Yeah, this was 1990 when we came up here to straighten out a hotel thing. And so we lived there and started building houses in 1990, 1991. I got my contractor's license.
What was it about Redding that you liked?
You know, just the open space, the clean air. We was from... I grew up in downtown L.A., Bellflower. Sue came from Taiwan, and so when you come up here and you looked at the open spaces and the clean air, and Santa Rosa is always a little foggy, and it's not as quite as exciting every day as we found Redding to be.
Exciting every day as Redding is. Yeah. I like it. You know, when we decided to stay here, and it's been 8 years. Offered jobs in other places, and it was just something about Redding that appealed to Linda and I. The people, outside, the river, the mountains, all those lakes. We knew any place we went to, especially if it was taking a job in Europe, that we were going to have to come back sometime. And this seemed like really a good place to put down roots. So I understand it when people say, you know, they come here and they find it and they like it. And it's not probably for everybody, but I find it's probably one of the best places I've ever lived, is right here in Redding.
Yeah, you know, I like to see the sunshine, and I think this is one of the sunniest places in California all year long, so it's always good to get up and get going.
So, okay, so you're up here, and you got your contractor's license, and you decided to start with building houses on spec, or what started you?
Well, yeah, me and my wife had enough money to buy a lot. So we bought one lot and went to the bank. And this was in 1990. I didn't even have a clue what the real estate market was or what was going on. I just had a vision of being a builder. And I seen big corporations and big builders. And I said, well, that's what I want to do. Went to the bank to try to get a loan. And a lady said, what in God's name, why do you want to build a house? We're in a recession. So my dad co-signed for the loan, and I'm out looking at a lot one day, and I'm standing on a stepladder, and some guy walks up and says, what are you doing? And it was Boyce Muse, and that's where I started my first relationship with the construction industry was with him.
With Boyce Muse. Well, I tell you what, I bet that was interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah, he tells the story a little differently. They couldn't – they had finished lots and that's when they first went and bombed Iraq, I guess. And so the big
in 1990, the Desert Storm, yeah.
Yeah, and, right. You know, they had just finaled their map, and they had like 90 lots or 80 lots or something. So he offered me the lots, and I could put my sign on them and start building houses. And so we built one house and started it, put signs on these other ones, and we built four houses the first year. With the help of them subordinating the lots and Lyle Tolis and Boyce.
Well, that's, you know what, those are the three people I talked about today. When we're talking about, you know, when you were coming on, with you coming on, was that people that had vision and people that started with really relatively little, and you had to get your dad to co-sign for a loan with you, and, you know, and you, and Boyce, where Boyce came from, and of course, Lyle, a veteran, and what that dream has led to today. And we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about that. And also something you're doing that is just absolutely fabulous with helping people, again, with Make-A-Wish. We'll be right back after these messages, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods, one of our locally owned, operated restaurant or stores around here. It's either the world's largest convenience store or the smallest supermarket, but it has it all. Ed DeFore and Kyle have been in Northern California for over 8 years, and Kyle is managing the store. His dad's the butcher. They're full deli and butcher shop, over 1,000 drinks, including over 250 different kinds of beer and 350 liquor and wine options. It's your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. Mighty Fine Foods also has breakfast. It has, you know, it has barbecue on Fridays. It's got it all there, and it's locally owned, locally operated. They do a lot for our community and a lot for our veterans right here. Mighty Fine Foods on the corner of 299 and Deschutes. We'll be right back with Jeb Allen, Palomar Builders.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended. Beauty doesn't have to be thirsty. Rethink your garden. Talk with plant experts and shop for drought-tolerant plants, California natives, and hard-to-find perennials. Members save 30% and non-members save 20% through November 14th. The Turtle Bay Nursery is open Fridays and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you miss the official sale, you can still take advantage of these great prices at the perfect time of year to plant. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Fall is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
This is Brian. Local businesses in partnership with Reading Peace Officers Association are launching We Back the Blue Reading. Show support with free decals and t-shirts for donations. Official launch November 4th, 10 a.m. at Sign Stations, 2550 Alfredo Way.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PBA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouth.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic. Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. with Carl Bott and Linda Bott. Linda's on sabbatical today. It's 8:33 in the morning, 52 degrees out there, going up to 81. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com throughout the world. I don't know. I don't see Des. I don't see the Netherlands in here this morning, but so a lot of other people. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. I'm telling you, take a step back in time. It's great haircuts, great prices. Man's last stronghold is the Cheers of Barbershops down there, right across from the subway. Walk down the street a little bit further, and you get to Classic Cafe with Millie and Kathy. As you walk in for breakfast or lunch, you get a hug and great food. And they, by the way, Classic Cafe is sponsoring the spaghetti feed for the spaghetti dinner fundraiser for the U.S. Air Force Memorial. And they're having that tomorrow night from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tickets are $15 to get in. Raffles, music, gifts, all types of things there. I think we have a couple more tickets here if you want to, 605-4567. If you want to get a couple of these tickets, that's, you know, for that tomorrow. Hey, I'm here with Jeb Allen of Palomar Builders, and we've been going through, I really appreciate your frankness and your openness, Jeb. I mean, you come out and for some people, I guess sometimes I get used to talking to politicians because we have a lot of politicians on our show. Uh-huh. And you ask them a question, and there is just, you can just see in the back of their mind. You watch it in their eyes that, now, how can I answer this one? And, you know, when I ask you, a question, you're very, hey, this is the way it was, and this is the way it is now. And I just love that.
Yeah, we're open, Brooke.
Aren't we all? Yeah. People have nothing to hide. We are open books. You know, ask what you want. You're going to hear it. Okay, so you got Boyce Muse came up to you, and no matter who remembers what at that point, you all got started together. And since then, you have been building so much subdivisions here. When other people were pulling back, you were still building.
Yeah.
The business climate here in Reading. I hear, of course, we get a lot of people in here talking about, we have a tough time with permits, we have a tough time with the city or the county, yet you keep building. Do you run it? I mean, obviously you're like everybody else, but what do you think the business climate is here with the city?
You know, I think if you have a fine-tuned machine, you can figure out anything, and I think we have learned how to proceed in the new rules and regulations and the state rules and the water and this and that, and the Army Corps of Engineers, all this stuff combined together formulates, to me, a car that's got to get by the winner's circle. And what's the quickest way to do that and turn on the wind light? So we focus on that and deal with it. And I think that's where a lot of people don't respect the procedure that has to be done or taken at city levels or government agencies, and that's why they get frustrated.
Okay, so what you've done is, I know I have to be here, and it's going to take me to do this. I mean, I know I have to have this here to get to point A, to get to the finish line. And you've done it so much that your team is ready. I mean, they know the people down there, but they also know everything you have to do.
Yeah, it's basically either right or wrong. There's a couple different ways to interpret things, but we just try to figure out the best way to formulate our plans, and we have a great team of people that work with us. Tim Camacho, my guy that runs my company, and our draftsman, Mitch Bloodworth, and everybody that pulls together and gets this stuff done on that portion of it is, you know, we sort of know what's going on.
Do you see Reading is the economy coming back here? We have a couple of people calling all the time that work in construction, and they, construction really is the lifeblood of Reading, it seems like. And when you look at sometimes the lumber industry has slowed down, it's one thing after another, but construction, building permits and moving forward seems to be kind of like a framework that we can hang a lot of ideas on how to go forward. Do you see the business climate getting better here, the economy getting better?
It's still a lot of people from the outside, it looks really good. when you're the inside and you know you're the accountant at the end of the day for some companies, I don't think it looks so hot. You know, for years and years, it's going on almost 9 years now, we've had to subsidize our building program somehow to keep the doors open and keep it working. Fortunately, I have a couple of partners in different situations that made me recognize, take what you got and try to make something out of it, not try to get back what you had. And so that's what we've done. And, you know, the city even recognized that. And I commend the city council for their leadership in helping the building industry a few years ago when they recognized, you know, hey, there was only 21 permits pulled or something in 1 year. We need to see what we can do to help this industry. And so they did a fee program for all builders. And it actually, the economy got a little bit better at that time, and then it springboarded from there. And we've just stepped on the gas, and we're going.
You're going forward. What's your project right now?
We have a couple of projects. We have two master plan communities that I did 10 years ago and did the development, got the plans ready, and one of them is Highland Park, and we've built close to 250 houses in there since 2009, and we're rolling around the last 65 lots in there. Then we just opened a brand new development called Shastina Ranch that I'm partners with a couple of people that hung in there. We didn't have a fire sale. It's a great piece of property, and we opened the door there with 81 lots a couple of months ago, and we've built 20 houses already, and we sold 11 of them, and we have three complete model homes over there. It's really something.
Yeah, that was the question. Is the Shastina Ranch development going to be designed with several architectural styles?
Yes. Yeah, I think we exceeded what our plan development requirements were on the first set of houses. We have some small lots that are 60 feet wide, and then we have a different product. We have 39 lots that the lots are around 80 feet wide with three-car garages and stuff. And we've done everything always first class. It's mainly my wife that says, no, you got to make it look good. You got to make it like you want to live there.
Yeah. Well, you obviously have, because people talk about them all the time. This is what one of the questions we came here. The housing. I guess we could talk about the new starts in housing. But the housing, if you're building this many sites, obviously you know that people are going to buy them.
Well, yeah, you know, we have an exit strategy, so we get nervous, and sure, it's painful sometimes. But you know, I think part of what people need to realize, or I realized a long time ago, is what's my exit strategy. And so we know we won't get hurt. We might lose some money or do this or that, but still, we're going to come out the other end. And, you know, back in 2009, we looked at some land and took our business back. We'd sold it to some folks, and we took the lots back, and we went to all the subcontractors and restructured and did evaluations of how to build houses. And we didn't make any money on the first couple of years, but we kept the ball rolling. We kept everybody working. We didn't get to where we are today without the help and the knowledge of all the subcontractors. And I seen them sort of like, you know, what are they going to do? And so we got bored, and we said, well, let's try. And
Well, I've read that some places that, you know, you kept going on areas to keep the people here in Reading, the subcontractors, give them work. And I think that's, you know, that's noble to do something like that, that you see the people that have helped you in the past. It's tough right now, so I may take some hits here, but we're going to keep these guys busy.
Yeah, you know, there's the Highland Park development. You know, it really was a great relationship with the people that's my partners there. That you know, we subsidized a lot of that in the beginning, but it worked out great. You know, we're real proud of what we've done. We developed a new product called Park Point, which is attached single family living, and they're selling like gangbusters. I think we're going to have like 70 of them built, and we're on the last 18 right now, and we pre-sell them before we can even get them done. It's a neat product to see home ownership.
It is. You know what? And it, there's something about when you own a home, that first home you buy, of the kind of houses that when you, and it kind of says something, I think, for a person that does that in their life, that this is, you know, hey, we made a big step here, and we're in it for the long haul. And I think, you know, having houses that are affordable, and here in Reading, especially when things are a little bit tight at times, has done a lot for our economy and for the people that are here. What's your feelings on this? And this is not political, but what's your feelings on Stillwater? How would you handle Stillwater?
You know, I think it's just like everybody else, just kept looking at the way the sales were going and the economy and the housing market driving everything, and then it all fell apart. And, you know, unfortunately, that got tangled up in part of that. And, you know, we did too. We had I had 900 approved lots to build on between Highland Park, Shastina Ranch, and another place called Stones Fair. And so, you know, the carrying costs on that wasn't cheap, and it still isn't.
But, yeah.
So I think it'll come about. They got some things going on. You know, is it Moore's Flour Mill is building over there?
Yeah, I've heard Moore's is over there. I'm not sure if they were in Stillwater, but I know in that area. And it's the strawberry plant business is going in there. It's taken, I think, 16 acres and bought it for $850,000 or $650,000, these acres there, out of it. But, you know, it's one of those things that it can really, you know, if we can get that started in the right way, it could help.
I think that would be another great component to the economy, and that's what the city's goals were. You know, we rely on retirees or young people that work in the service industry is basically who we sell houses to. So if they had some more industry, it would really help out. I think it's just got to mature the economy in Reading, get a little more notoriety, mm-hmm. and I think it'll be fine.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Carol.
Yeah, I have two questions.
Wait a minute. Hang on. Hey, Carol, stop just for a second. I didn't have him put on his muffs today. Okay, Carol, go for it.
Okay, I have two questions. The first one's personal. It has to do with the difficult time in his life when he was drinking. And I was wondering if, you know, he got DUI tickets during that time. And I have a family that has found out the hard way that when you get a number of DUIs, you can't turn around and get your gun permit. Has he had any trouble with that? And then I have another question after he answers that.
Yeah, I had probably as many as you could possibly get. I remember being sitting in jail, and my mom come bailing me out, the last one I got. So it wasn't quite as harsh back then as it is now in 72. So
yeah, back then, if you were in the Marines, you could get away with doing a lot of things that.
Yeah, it has definitely changed. They're much harsher with you now. But so, have you dared to try and get a gun permit?
You know, I haven't. I just
so you don't
never,
know if
never,
they would
never,
refuse it.
Yeah, it's never interested me to own a gun, so I.
Okay, my other question has to do with if you've ever tried to have a project outside of the city limits. Do you, and if so, do you find it more difficult to try and do something that's a rural project? Does it get stickier?
I think all the rules are the same. It's the California State Building Code. You have to deal with some county requirements if you're building on more acreage. We do have a new project. It's funny you ask. We have a project. It's called Mount Lassen Woods in Shingletown.
And
we're going to be building two houses there, and they're going to be quite elaborate houses. They're 2,250 square feet, and the other one's right at 3,000. And we're going to really make them nice.
Wow, that sounds wonderful.
Hey, Carol, thanks for your questions, Carol. We really appreciate it. We got to take a break here.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. We're going to take a quick break here. We're with Jeb Allen, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy.
Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience. We have most survivors back now off the fires, and we're delivering kerosene as fast as we can. If you've been putting off, now's the time to order. Johnny's wife, Beth, is about to have a baby any day, so he might be busy for a few days. Kathy has a few used heaters ready to go, so give her a call. Joe in Weaverville has clear pearl and dyed kerosene at the pump, also taking orders for home delivery. Robin is very busy in Corning with all her ag customers, and she is also taking orders for home deliveries. If you've been thinking about another way to heat your home, give us a call, and we can show you how to keep warm this winter. Northern Lights Energy in Corning, Weaverville, and Redding. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Tired of sitting in the waiting room for an hour to see your doctor? Frustrated by short doctor visits that seem more like a fast food experience than a meaningful encounter with your doctor? Upset over copays, deductibles, and co-insurance on top of health insurance premiums? Welcome to Prestige Urgent Care. Step up to a higher level of health care. Experience short wait times and unhurried doctor visits. Gain unlimited access to comprehensive family medicine and urgent care for a low monthly fee with no copay or deductible. See the doctor when it's convenient for you. Open 7 days per week, Prestige offers walk-in visits and same-day appointments. Enjoy the undivided attention of your doctor in a clean, comfortable setting where we spend as much time as necessary to completely satisfy your medical needs. Call Prestige Urgent Care at 244-4577 or stop by our clinic at the intersection of Eureka Way and Buena Ventura and see for yourself. Prestige Urgent Care, 244-4577.
Kyle DeFore here from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. We'd like to welcome all veterans, active duty military personnel, and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything in the store on Veterans Day, November 11th, as our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. And be sure to come out Friday, November 6th, when KCNR 1460's own Carl and Linda Bott will be broadcasting live from Mighty Fine, 7 to 9 a.m. Mighty Fine Foods is locally owned and operated, located at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
This is Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors and their salute to the veterans. From October 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th, there'll be a 10% discount for all parts and labor in their service department for our veterans with proof of service. Additionally, on November 10th and 11th, $100 from every car purchase will be donated to two local veterans organizations. Linda and I will be at Crown Motors November 10th and 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate their salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com. Crown Motors, a salute to those who have served.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, this weekend you're going to have great weather. It's going to be up to 81 today in the 80s. This weekend, clear, sunny. It's 52 right now. And then this next week, it looks like Monday will be okay, but we have a chance of showers Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a better-known business where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. I want to remind everybody on Wednesday, Linda's going to be singing with brunch at View 202 from 11 to 1 with her group. Give them a call out there and sit out in the veranda with us. It's a great time with she, Bernie Baker, and Bruce Kalin. Okay, my guest is Jeb Allen and from Palomar Builders, but there's so much more to Jeb besides Palomar Builders. We have somebody on the phone here. Bonnie, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. It's Bonnie Sharp. I just had the pleasure of sending a couple that's retiring from the Bay Area up here to Redding, and they asked me for recommendations for where new homes were being built, and I was glad that I knew about Highland Park and was familiar with it. But I wondered what would be the best way for me to get the locations of Jeb's other areas, because sometimes they want to go to a certain area of town or west side or north side or whatever. So I'd like to be more familiar with that because I get asked that question a lot, and I, you know, I pride myself in being able to tell people.
Well, you see a lot of people when you're down there in the welcoming,
right?
In your job there. So she wants to just know where the areas are that you've got your housing.
Well, we have Highland Park that's over by Churn Creek and Home Depot or whatever. You seem to be familiar
with
that.
Yeah, I just sent two people, or I just sent a couple there the other day.
Yeah, that's...
But I don't know about your other places, Jim.
Yeah, the realtor there, I've always had a relationship for 20 years plus with Steve Kraft, Caldwell Banker. And Mark and Stephanie Hyatt have that development in Highland Park, and that's where we go through our sales. Then Rhonda Culp has our other development in Chastina Ranch, that is off Airport Road and Shasta View Drive, right by the REU building there, the new place they moved
okay.
to. And we'll be more than happy. I'll get your number, and I'll get you all the links to our websites that we have, our places available. Then we have a lower-income house, not in, it's $230,000, that's attached single family that Mike Rossiter has.
Okay. Does that help?
Okay, very good. All right. So I can call your office or whatever and leave my number, and then that way you could let me know.
Okay,
perfect. 222-8585.
222-8585, Bonnie.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, Bonnie. Okay, go to line number two. Billy Bob, good morning. You have a question for Jeb?
Yes, I have a quick comment. Thanks for taking my call, Carl. I just wanted to... bring back the point that Jeb made, and again, what a great story, Jeb, and you've done a great job. All your housing projects have been remarkable. But again, back to the point that several years ago, there was a stroke of wisdom in our city council to reduce the impact fees to, as you put it, springboard your company to your success that you're now picking up steam and we've got all these projects going. So that's my point is, and I just wanted to reiterate the fact that the city council has to understand that there are probably over 250, 300 interior city lots that haven't been built on in between these subdivisions, that the impact fees have already been paid for years ago, and that there's no reason that they can't do a moratorium even on new projects, like what Jeb's doing now, and stimulate this construction industry. Get it going, and we got to go, got to go. Thanks for all you do, Jeb. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Billy Bob. He's very passionate on, you know, on construction and all this. Okay, now, we've got like 6 minutes left. Let's talk about Make-A-Wish, something you're doing that you've put together here.
Yeah, when we did 10 years ago when I planned Chastina Ranch, I had... You know, we were building 140 houses a year. This year, fortunately, we're going to do around 65. So we're on the path of getting back to where we were. But Chastina Ranch was always going to be the place that we focused everything on as far as our company and our things were done. We've had some good years recently, and I got the idea through a racing friend of mine, Don Schumacher, the Make-A-Wish funny car and the Infinite Hero funny car with the drivers and stuff. And someday I was asking him, I said, what can I do? You're so gracious to me when I come to the races. You know, he said, help out one of these things, you know. And I thought about it, and we looked at what Make-A-Wish does, and it's just heartwarming what they do, and to hear the stories of the kids being able to give back to the family. It's someday I'd like to bring in the little girl that's a survivor. She's 20 years old now, and she's had problems since she was 3.
We love that. We're very much a supporter of Make-A-Wish too. Anytime you want to do that, just let me know.
But what it focused on was us doing it, and I thought, oh, this will work good. We can get a lot of publicity and do this and that. And then after I got into it and listened to the stories and everything, all of that sort of went on the back burner. And then the donations from the subcontractors is just outstanding. They've donated more and care just as much as we do and passionate about it. And, you know, they've raised like $90,000 for this house on their own by each trade or the suppliers or whatever. So it's really something.
And so you're going to be building a house then?
Yeah, we're going to build the house like we normally do, put it for sale, and we're trying to figure out when we get it done.
exactly how we're going to sell it, and you know, hopefully somebody will come along and say, "Well, I'll donate, you know, a little bit more, and we'll sell it for that, and give it to the Make-A-Wish group of people." But then each subcontractor donates, and they get a tax benefit from that. So instead of giving me a bill, they give me a bill, and it helps offset
tax deductible,
the cost.
Yeah. Well, that's great. So at the end, so when it's finished, and so I mean, then it's sold. And or just presented.
I just write the Make-A-Wish people a check.
Okay.
Basically, we didn't want to get into any fundraisers or any of the sticky stuff about rules and regulations.
Yeah,
and how you
there's so many of them, yeah. Right? So I think that's wonderful. I mean, Make-A-Wish. Well, there's so many great causes out there, and you're this Make-A-Wish is one of them. I mean, Barbara Harrison is one of the people that's always pushing, and I know so many other people are involved with it too.
Yeah, the Make-A-Wish, that lady, Jennifer, I met with her, and she says, well, you know, to do a project, you really need to donate $10,000. And I thought, $10,000? And so I agreed to that. And then, you know, within 3 days, I had $75,000 or $80,000. So it just, with a couple of phone calls. So.
Well, see, people want to give back.
Yeah, and the house is located in Shastina Ranch. It's the first house when you come in, and it's just a great way for us to give back and support the local people.
Well, you know, it's really I really appreciate you being on. I know we've been talking back and forth trying to get you on the show here for a few months, and you've had a lot of things going, we've been gone or things like this. But I appreciate you coming on because being you. On the show and telling your life, and it's your life is a success story.
Well, you know, it's one day at a time with me, so we every day is a new day. So we appreciate you having us on.
Well, and we can maybe get the young lady you were talking about, have her on for that Make-A-Wish.
Yeah,
and
it's very heartwarming. I think Francie Sullivan was out there, and you know, Kurt Starman, and they looked at and everybody was in tears when she got done talking, telling her story and how it touches people. It's really a rewarding
thing. It is. Okay, well, thank you so much for being with us today. And everybody, there's a lot of things going on tomorrow, of course. Don't forget the spaghetti fundraiser. We've given away all the tickets today to support the U.S. Air Force Memorial and all the other things that are happening this weekend. Have a great weekend. Be safe out there. It's going to be beautiful. Get all that final stuff done. For me, I'll be cleaning out the garage on Saturday. I'll try and get that done early so I can do something else. Anyway, have a great weekend. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Patricia is not to be taken lightly. Hurricane Patricia, a powerful Category 5 storm with winds of almost 200 miles per hour, expected to make landfall in southwest Mexico by this evening. Correspondent Christopher Sherman in Puerto Vallarta.
A lot of people are in the streets, looks like making some last-minute preparations. We see sandbags going out in front of businesses and homes, people taping windows. The hotel this morning, there was a very long line for checkout. People were getting in cars, vans, taxis, driving to Guadalajara where they hoped they could get a flight to their ultimate destination.
After it's through with Mexico, forecasters expect the massive storm to move on to South Florida with street and coastal flooding a major concern. Patricia, the strongest hurricane ever in the Western Hemisphere. 43 people are dead in the collision of a truck and a bus carrying retirees happened in